Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Technology's transformation is unstoppable, and its recent evolution is nothing short of breathtaking. Across artificial intelligence, hardware design, open source projects, and even environmental science, we're seeing changes ripple through every aspect of society. We'll start today by spotlighting innovations in hardware and automation tools that are reshaping how we design and interact with digital systems. One project making serious waves in the open source community is OpenCircuitX, an advanced EDA platform tailored for both professional engineers and passionate hobbyists. EDA, or electronic design automation, might sound daunting, but OpenCircuitX has made immense strides in simplifying the process. What really sets OpenCircuitX apart is its seamless integration of core hardware design tools, from an HDL editor for coding in VHDL and Verilog, to a clean visual circuit canvas. This wide array of features empowers engineers to translate abstract ideas into concrete, functional logic and circuit designs. The platform also brings together real-time schematic viewing, a powerful FPGA toolchain, and user-friendly visualization. By enabling both rapid prototyping and detailed debugging, OpenCircuitX truly enhances modern design workflows. OpenCircuitX is quickly becoming a go-to for those looking to push the boundaries of hardware design in an accessible, open-source environment. This is big, not only for specialists, but for students and independent makers keen to demystify the often complex world of digital logic. Shifting gears, let's take a look at a project that's caught the imagination of the tech community, WeatherGotchi. Helmed by Michael Manning and Royan Jeki, WeatherGotchi is a creative fusion of low-power electronics and interactive data display. It's essentially a temperature and humidity data logger, but it's much more than just a sensor in a box. Designed with an ultra-efficient e-paper screen, WeatherGotchi visually presents environmental conditions using engaging graphics that make weather data feel alive. This inventive project isn't just about fun, its energy efficiency and accessibility amplify its practical value, inspiring a new approach to both education and eco-friendly design. Open-source hardware like WeatherGotchi highlights how community-driven tech can lead to truly innovative products. Now shifting to the dynamic world of artificial intelligence, the pace of progress is spurring both excitement and tough questions. AI adoption is accelerating everywhere. But as we've seen in the last few months, this has triggered complex discussions around governance and ethics. Enterprises are wrestling with how to harness AI's capabilities while avoiding the pitfalls of unchecked development. One hot topic is the challenge of controlling agentic AI systems, those that operate with a degree of autonomy, while ensuring developers can work efficiently. Recent exchanges between Docker and several enterprise security leaders have cast a spotlight on the issue of runtime governance. Classic approaches to security can often bog down workflows, but the need for robust, real-time oversight is undeniable. There's a growing emphasis on access controls and tools that let organizations strike that essential balance between empowering teams and minimizing risk. This responsible approach is quickly moving from theory to requirement as AI systems become more deeply embedded in daily business operations. On the financial side of AI, we're observing some fascinating and worrying trends. Recent insights suggest that some of the world's biggest tech firms are grappling with previously hidden debts linked to enormous AI investments. Behind the flashy demos and billion-dollar valuations, questions are being asked about the actual profitability of many AI-driven startups. Analysts warn this could amount to a valuation bubble, as expectations are simply out of step with what AI products can consistently deliver. It's a useful reminder that while AI holds staggering potential, both caution and realism are essential amid the fervor. Another crucial arena of discussion is AI's impact on legal frameworks and online freedoms. The recent EU court decision involving the so-called Coyote system has sparked heated debate among free expression and digital rights advocates. By characterizing algorithmic content management as a form of control, the court risks redefining social networks' liability status. This challenges years of established safe harbor principles and could open the door to broader online monitoring and even censorship. If platforms are denied liability exemptions, we could see a chilling effect on free expression and creativity across the web. The implications ripple far beyond Europe, as tech companies weigh new compliance strategies and potential impacts on global operations. In the midst of ongoing debates about AI-generated content and data integrity, a novel trend has emerged: mining old, printed books for training material. AI developers are increasingly turning to time-tested, curated collections, like academic texts and out-of-print volumes, as trustworthy datasets. Unlike online sources, which are increasingly polluted by AI-generated noise, printed books offer vetted, reliable knowledge. This shift is reshaping how AI systems are trained, injecting a dose of history and human curation into the future of learning algorithms. Alacus, hunger for data has finally met an antidote to self-reinforcing algorithmic bias. But perhaps the most intriguing stories arise when technology and ecology intersect, reminding us of the planet's fragility and our shared responsibility. Off the coast of Benin in West Africa, researchers recently celebrated the rediscovery of a vast coral reef previously considered lost. This underwater habitat sprawls across kilometers, supporting countless marine species and providing critical services to local communities. In the age of rapid technological advancement, such ecological wins can feel surprising and even fragile. The scientific team behind the discovery is now pushing for dedicated marine protection, underscoring both the reef's scientific value and its role in climate resilience. Their message is clear. Technology's march forward must be harmonized with environmental stewardship. As new tools give us unprecedented power to monitor, analyze, and even repair natural systems, the risks of unchecked exploitation remain. It's a reminder that, even as we solve problems in code and silicon, we need to honor our responsibility to the living world. Now, let's talk about a significant regulatory shakeup in media and entertainment. A federal judge has just put the brakes on the blockbuster merger between Paramount and Warner Bros. This move was prompted by 12 US states, led by California, who voiced antitrust concerns. Their argument? That such a behemoth union could threaten market competition and consumer choice. The temporary restraining order will keep the playing field level until courts have a chance to sift through the details. The case spotlights persistent anxieties about monopolistic practices in an industry already dominated by a handful of powerhouses. For everyday listeners, the outcome could shape everything from subscription prices to the diversity of stories on our screens. As regulators and courts scrutinize these mega mergers, expect increased transparency and consumer advocacy. All in all, what emerges from these stories is a mosaic of breakthroughs and challenges, each illustrating the interdependence of innovation, governance, and ecology. The thread connecting open source engineering, artificial intelligence, legal frameworks, environmental discovery, and media regulation is clear. Our accelerating technological capabilities come loaded with responsibilities, calling for not just smart solutions but also informed policies and ethical foresight. Moving forward, it will be essential for technologists, lawmakers, and communities to engage in collaboration, especially in managing the unintended consequences of rapid change. Balanced coexistence isn't just a phrase, it's the key to building a more sustainable and equitable future for all. As we integrate powerful new tools into our personal lives and shared institutions, let's stay awake to the ways that regulation, ethics, and stewardship intertwine. Whether you're captivated by the power of open source hardware, dedicated to responsible AI, or inspired by conservation victories, there's a vital role for your voice. With keen awareness and a spirit of innovation, we can ensure that technology empowers, not endangers, our collective future. I'll be watching these developments closely, and I invite you to do the same. Be sure to subscribe and tune in next week for another deep dive into open source news and emerging trends. Thanks for listening.